This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Chuck Schumer just came to the floor and said that they're willing to shut down the government because Senate Republicans didn't work with them on a CR. Now, remind you, what a CR means is a continuing resolution. It means it's the same CR that they voted for in September when Biden was in office.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. Watch your back. Hey, Griff, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Good morning, Mark and Kim. I'm just in Washington and nothing much happening here. Hoping today won't be boring like yesterday.
Well,
we just don't have any news coming out of here.
Are you ready for the lights to go off tomorrow night? Apparently all of D.C. goes black when the government shuts down.
I was thinking about what I was going to say to you this morning, some way to convey to our great listeners really what encapsulates, what captures the state of disarray the Democrats are in. And I'm going to date myself here, but I liken them now to the scene when Steve Martin was in the movie Jerk, and he's walking disheveled down the street in a bathrobe, holding like a chair. All I need is this chair, because he's fallen on hard times, and he simply has no idea what to do. And who knows if we get this shut down, but let's just lay it out. What's at stake? Obviously, the House is out. They're gone for a week and a half,
yeah,
right? So
yeah,
if they don't vote for it, it won't marry with the House bill. So anything other than the House bill will lead to a shutdown. Now, Republicans need at least 8 Democrats to help break a filibuster, because you've got Rand Paul saying he's not going to vote for this thing. John Fetterman, Democrat, says he's in supporting the Democrat bill, but he's the only Democrat. Now, that tells me that the Democrats have decided they want to make this their battle, the hill to die on in this battle against Trump and Elon Musk, right? But yet, what they haven't thought about is if the government shut down, do you think Musk would go in and cut even deeper? They may actually not have thought this all the way through.
I think he's going to say, well, wait a minute, maybe all these jobs weren't necessary after all, because when the government was shut down, they weren't working and we didn't notice.
Yeah, and listen, we are so accustomed to Friday night drama when we have these spending bills. It's like almost every single time, if not every time, it comes down to that. So we'll see what drama we get into tomorrow. But it really doesn't look like the Democrats are backing down. Schumer saying he's against it, even though, remember, it was just a year or so ago that they were headed for it. And Schumer was like, it would be the worst thing for the country. Meanwhile, by the way, talking about Democrats not figuring out what to do, I was doing a story this morning morning on Fox and Friends, which got little notice, and that is the Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Jason Smith, passed a bill that simply is a one-page, literally two-paragraph bill to extend the statute of limitations to go after COVID pandemic-era fraudsters, right?
Oh, yeah.
127 Democrats, including Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi, the entire squad, Jasmine Crockett, all voted against it.
Oh.
Why? They voted it because they said, well, we're, of course, against fraud, but President Trump illegally terminated the inspector general there, and so we're voting against it, which is, you'd think there'd be no opposition to extending the statute, which expires at the end of this month, to go after COVID fraud. We just had a case last week in L.A. where a CHP, California Highway Patrol dispatcher, and her ex-felon husband bilked $3.3 million of American taxpayer dollars through COVID benefits using false identities of more than 100 children under the age of 10 and more than 100 prison inmates currently behind bars.
Wow. Yeah, that did get overlooked. I saw it on the rundown, but I have not seen any coverage of it outside of that story.
You start to look at all these things, and particularly if we end up in a government shutdown by Saturday, it's like, what are you doing? Like, you just can't have this like completely devoid of common sense approach.
Hey, Griff, something else I saw you posting about on X was some other TDA gang member was arrested. Was it Colorado?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Otto?
Yeah, well, so I think they got him, Kim, and I'm glad you raised that, because the Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks posted today that they arrested a guy in Detroit, I believe, but he's wanted for kidnapping and torture in Colorado.
Oh,
and another TDA gang member off the streets, which, you know, I mean, I talked last night to Tom Homan. I talked to him on a near daily basis, and to the ICE folks and to the folks in Secretary Noem's office. I mean, they have not slowed down and continuing to go after bad guys because there are so many to go after.
Yeah.
And I saw yesterday where ICE, Bill Malusia, my colleague, had been on a call with some ICE folks saying that ICE arrest of criminal aliens so far in just this first 50 days, I guess it is,
yeah,
is has eclipsed the entire fiscal year arrest of criminal migrants under Biden's last fiscal year. And
wow,
that many of those weren't actually arrests. They were actually arrested, but then quietly released.
Yes.
But wasn't it the clip we played earlier this week of the CBS reporter who was like, yeah, I go down to the border. He's a border reporter. And he's like, I didn't see a single person trying to cross.
Yeah. I don't know where he was, but yeah.
And what's great is that reporter, and I forget his name, but is the same reporters that after literally years, not weeks or months, years of Malusia and I being down there day after day after day on the border with thousands streaming across and being released, the networks were like, hey, boss, you know what? This is actually really a story. We need to do this. Then they went down there, were late to the game, and now they're down there now going, oh my gosh, I guess we should tell people there's zero people crossing now.
Wow.
It's just so unbelievable. And it does, by the way, just real quick, it does 100% confirm that the message is being sent south of the border that they can't come anymore and they won't be released. So don't make the journey. And that's why you're seeing people turn back in the Darien Gap way south of our southern border.
We are. I don't want to gloss this over what you said about what Malugin was reporting from ICE here, because had Donald Trump not won the election, we would, of course, never have known any of this. Shine some sunshine on it. This is the headline in the Daily Mail this morning. Donald Trump's ICE officials have revealed that Joe Biden's administration purposely lied about their illegal immigrant arrest numbers during his presidency to make them seem greater than they were. The stunning revelation as they announced Trump's deportation effort in the first 3 months have already surpassed all ICE arrests Biden made in the entire year for 2024, and they intentionally altered arrest data to try to make their numbers look better during the Biden administration. Wow.
Well, and, you know, I think the only thing I want to add to that is that this doesn't shock me or Bill Malugin because we knew it. Although I think one little tiny note that needs to go with that is that the ICE officials that are doing the work and doing the arrest, and PJ Lechleitner, who was a previous ICE director, you know, they weren't the ones cooking books, so to speak, because remember, anytime Border Patrol numbers or ICE arrests or any of that stuff is released, it has to go through the final approval of DHS. And DHS's Office of Communications were the political appointees under Biden that had final says on things. And so I think, I watched it in real time as we saw in any number of ways those officials trying to alter and change numbers. And then they would actually come after, behind the scenes, come after me in Malugin when we would report things like TDA gang members or, God forbid, terror screening database right. terrorists coming across because they try and get us to change it. And we would have the hard evidence sometimes with classified information proving them wrong.
Griff, I'm running a little long here, but I do have one last question I have to ask you because I posed this earlier and maybe you've noticed it from your perspective there in Washington. All this talk of tariffs. All this talk of reciprocal tariffs. Why have none of these investigative journalists gone to, like, I don't know, the leaders of Canada, Mexico, France, the European Union, and said, just out of interest, why do you have such high tariffs on American goods coming into your countries, and you don't think it's fair for America to do the same thing to you? Why is nobody asking that question of these foreign countries?
It's a great point, and we'll see how it shakes out. Obviously, the markets don't like the instability, but at the end of the day, however things go in the short term and certainly in the long term, because obviously President Trump believes it's going to lead to a better deal for us, you can't deny the actual facts and numbers yeah. of the tariffs put on U.S. products. And so you would think that obviously the American people would be glad to know, hey, we weren't getting a fair deal and we didn't know it. Maybe we should get a better situation.
Well, I hope somebody asks the right questions. Griff, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Sounds good, guys. And hey, tune in this weekend to Big Weekend Show. I'm going up to New York trying to weigh in on any number of things.
Excellent. We'll be watching. Thanks.
See you guys.
All right. See you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Trump is busy again this morning. He was just blasting the European Union as well for their tariffs on all of this stuff. And the U.S. is going to match their tariffs on wine, champagne, and alcohol products coming out of France. And other represented countries, because that's what they do to American products. That's called negotiating in public.
Get more at 971talk.com.